right, if you will turn with me to Hebrews 8, I'm going to read a couple verses to you. Verse 10, for this is a covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. Notice this is Jehovah talking, and he's talking to us. I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful. Look at this verse. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Do you know that your stubbornness is unrighteousness? Do you know that your fear is unrighteousness? Do you know that your weaknesses are unrighteousness? And do you know God had mercy on them? Do you know God has mercy on our unrighteousness, our pride, our arrogance, our pride, our arrogance, our stubbornness, our idolatry, unrighteousness. And God said, I will have mercy on their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Turn the page. I want us to read some more verses. It says, I'm going to begin in verse 9. This is Jesus speaking. He said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first covenant, that he may establish the second. What was the second covenant? That God would have mercy. That God would have mercy on our unrighteousness. And that our sins and iniquities he will remember no more. How did he do that? He said, by which will? What will? The will that the Father, that Jesus did. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. A body. Jesus had a body. And it says, and every priest standeth daily ministering, and oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, notice the writer of Hebrew calls him a man. He said, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever. One sacrifice was made for you forever. There are no more sacrifices. There is nothing else to look for. The sacrifice has been made. And it says, for henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. That offering Jesus made to the Father by the Spirit was the one offering that satisfied all sin, satisfied all poverty, all sickness. There was only one, and there will be no more. Why won't there be any more? Because this one did it all. Yes. This one did it all. Amen. It did it all. All your sins have been paid for. There is no more sacrifice. They've all been paid for. Your poverty has been paid for. It won't be anymore. It's been paid for. It was paid for perfectly on the body of Jesus. Amen. Your sicknesses and your diseases were paid for, healed by the stripes of that sacrifice. There will be no more sacrifice. And that includes you. sacrifice any more than what has already been sacrificed. That's the way the law was. Well, I got to go do this. I got to do this before it works. I got to do this. I got to do this one more thing before it works. There is no more sacrifice. So you say, then why isn't it working in my life? Turn with me to Ephesians 2, verse 8. Amen. For by grace, you didn't ask for it, you didn't even want it, but God did it anyway. That sacrifice was made for you, and you didn't even ask for it. That's mercy, folks. That's mercy. That is mercy. You didn't even ask for it. You needed it. God did it anyway. That's mercy. That's grace. By grace are you saved. We are saved in that sacrifice. We are. There's no more sacrifice for sin. There's nothing more you can do to please God that's going to get you what you want, what you need. There is nothing else to do but one thing. But one thing. Only one. Only one. And it's in this verse. For by grace are you saved through faith. Through faith. That's the only thing you're missing. If your sins aren't totally forgiven, that's the one thing you're missing. Because that sacrifice was perfect, and there is no more sacrifice for sin. Why? Because it handled it all. It satisfied the Father. What's it say in verse 10? For by one sacrifice they are perfected. Your perfection was paid for. It is done. The only thing missing is your faith. Faith. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. The faith makes that all work. Faith makes it all work.
Hallelujah.
And you say, but how? You trust. You trust.
Amen.
In that sacrifice. You trust in it. You hang on to it when it doesn't look that way. You trust in it. You hang on. You grab a hold. I love how R.W. Schambach says, you got to grab a hold of the horns of the altar and you don't let go. You don't let go of that word. You don't let go of what that sacrifice did for you. Oh, but it gets worse. Yes, it gets worse. And you don't let go. And you don't let go of what Jesus did for you. By one sacrifice, he has perfected forever. We just have to believe. We have to hang on. We have to trust in. We have to pray. We have to read. We have to get that word in us. And when that word gets in us and we believe it, that's when it'll work. Amen.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com. And on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.